We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. And you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball being very, very good to us right now. It is a fun day, going to be a fun Thursday as you wake up with all the good baseball news, too, as around from 12-year-olds to 20-year-olds, which is pretty much it. I mean, the leap from Peachtree City to the Braves in much. It's only about 8 years.
Yeah, it's only a couple years. It's not far-fetched to say that some of these young fellas on the Peachtree City squad might be playing for the Braves one day.
Yeah, well, especially that pitcher. You bring it at 96 miles an hour is what they say. 96. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you're waking up this morning, just some of the big headlines from late yesterday. One, the Braves do win. They extend their lead in the NL East to three games. They sweep them.
Way to come off a sweep.
Right, exactly. On the road and open up a three-game lead with 36 games to go. Yeah, it's starting to get real. Peachtree City continues to win in the Little League World Series, and good for them. And Urban Meyer will be back. Hey! Oh, okay, maybe not hey. Right.
Urban Meyer rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday at that press conference.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't win any friends. Like, he probably had some people that were on the fence about him. But yesterday, I think that they either went the one way or the other when it came to him yesterday.
Yeah, suspended for three games. Ooh-wee. Oh, that's going to really sting. I think this is such a weenie way out. It is such a cop-out by Ohio State. You know, it's just the worst.
I guess my disappointment is not that great because I knew something like this was going to happen. You know, it's funny, John. I mean, and I know we're trying to live in a progressive society and everything, but it's still about win all cost, at all costs. It's win or go home.
Oh, well, yeah, they said that last night.
No, it's win or go home. And I think that for a lot of people, that this was the happy medium. I don't even think that firing him was an option. I really don't. I think that this was a move that was made to appease as many people as you possibly can without going too extreme with it, and that's ultimately firing him. I think that's what this move was.
Yeah, I think it was about Buckeye Nation not revolting because, you know, the Buckeye Nation – is going to place, you know, what if you're a Buckeyes fan, right? And I'm not a Buckeyes fan, but obviously, Hugh, you know lots of them. You're from Ohio. Buckeyes fans, number one thing is to keep Urban Meyer. Damn the torpedoes.
Yes. And you know, hey, man, it's unfortunate that this happened. And this is not my sentiment, but you best believe a lot of people felt this way. But why didn't she just leave? Why didn't she just do what she's supposed to, you know, stuff like that? That's how some people feel about this, because it's about winning. And when you look at that, the schedule for Ohio State, they did it because look at it. You got Rutgers.
Oregon State.
Yes,
Rutgers, and TCU.
There you go.
And oh, by the way, this little wrinkle.
And then Tulane coming up after all that.
Yeah, right.
My bad.
TCU. So TCU is the toughest of the three, but that he's going to miss. But here's a little wrinkle in that, and the little wrinkle is that he cannot coach the Oregon State, Rutgers, or TCU games. Oh, but he can the week of the Rutgers game and the week of the TCU game.
He can get ready for the
He can coach all week up until game time.
Oh, yeah. Happy medium.
Ohio State fans understand something. I mean, I know you're probably a proud Buckeye, but if you didn't think the world hated you now or hated Urban Meyer, you are number one with a bullet. Congratulations. You are now the most hated team in America by far. And your coach is the most hated coach in America by far. You just have to deal with it. It's okay. You know, just go out there and win. Just understand, ain't nobody going to root for you ever in any game. And by the way, you just made 95% of American Michigan fans, just letting you know.
That's extreme.
As long as Urban Meyer's there, there ain't nobody.
A lot of people are upset at Urban Meyer, but you know what the Urban Meyer can go out and do this year, John, is when he come, is just win. And if he's in the college football championship and they win, I'm gonna venture to say that not all is forgiven, but you'll win some of your fans.
If Ohio State makes the playoff, you know what the storyline will be: Ohio State does not make the playoff if they don't cheat and keep Urban Meyer. If they had stood by their morals and they stood by their ground, because part of what happened last night, and we'll play the sound throughout the day, is that Urban Meyer never apologized to Courtney Smith. Oh, no, he apologized to Ohio State for putting them in that position. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm not an Urban Meyer fan. I am from Ohio, and, you know, I did grow up watching the Buckeyes. But this is not me trying to defend Urban Meyer. But this is me understanding what he can and cannot say at that press conference. And what I think he was trying to do, John, was protect himself from a civil lawsuit. Because if you admit guilt to her specifically, she could probably come back and sue you. And that's why he didn't do it. That's why, you know, even throughout this whole ordeal, the way that he worded everything was strategic. And that's why he waited so long. When he came out and he finally said something, he said he followed protocol. It was because it was strategic. You gotta figure out what you have to say before you get out there and they put you on record. That's why he never used the word liar. He never used that word. He was very careful not to use that. And even when you're talking about giving an apology, can't get one heard specifically because that means you're implicating yourself like something you did something wrong.
Right. Well, but he did.
Well, no, he did. No question about it. He did.
No doubt.
But he's trying to protect himself. And that's why when you hear people get mad because they you're asked specific questions, I think they were asked, who should you apologize to? And he said something to the effect that he needs to apologize to a lot of people, like to Buckeye Nation.
Right.
Never mention her specifically because that – and if you do that, then you might implicate yourself and you might be looking at some civil lawsuits.
It is the Morning Show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios on this Thursday. There's a lot to chop up. We're heading into a big weekend, of course, of football with the Falcons playing on Saturday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll certainly chop up the Falcons story today. The Braves coming up in about 12 minutes from now. We'll launch into the Braves and what they did in Pittsburgh and the fact that they've opened up a 3-game lead and where we stand in the NL East and all that kind of good stuff. There's a lot of great stories going on with Peachtree City's Little League team, which won again yesterday, plays again tonight, is a couple of ways away from maybe winning the Little League World Series championship, and that would be something that would really excite the young men in that town. They've already played spectacularly well. Just to that end, they won yesterday. They beat Michigan. And the pitcher, Jansen Kenty, I believe is his name, they said that on the clock, because the pitching mound being closer to home plate, you know, you have to kind of adjust. There's a formula to adjust about how fast you're throwing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What it would be like in a major league game. It was equal to a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. And if you watched any of the game yesterday, this kid was bringing it.
You know, it's funny, when we were talking about that and you said that, I was thinking, wait a minute, he's a little bit too little to be throwing for 90, but when you're talking about the you have to do to calculate the formula, everything, that makes more sense, because I was like, man, they better check that little boy. They better check his, his pee or something, because he's throwing 90-something miles an hour.
Yeah, they only say it's adjusted, so they don't tell you what it is. So,
okay.
But let's assume it's low 70s.
That's pretty impressive.
You know, or mid-70s. I mean, yeah, 74, 75, because that thing is coming fast off that mound. I mean, he has got a rocket for an arm. And so Peachtree City, that would be a great story, you know, the Little League World Series down there. Georgia's won a couple of them. You know, they had a couple back in the mid-2000s. You know, and Columbus won 1 year. So, I mean, Georgia's won a couple of them. And see if Peachtree City can be the latest winner from the state of Georgia. And that'd be a great story, too. And so all the best. They play tonight at 7 o'clock against Staten Island. And if they win that, then they go to one more game tomorrow against Hawaii, or rather Saturday against Hawaii. And the winner of that game, if you follow this, will play the international champion for the title on Sunday. So they have to win tonight against Staten Island, New York.
And then they have to beat Hawaii.
But they've already beaten Staten Island, New York. They have to beat them again. Yeah, then they would have to beat Hawaii, who they've lost to.
Yeah, who's undefeated.
Right. That's the only team that Georgia's lost to was Hawaii. And they lost to them in extra innings in that opening game.
And so they got to be chomping at the bit to get back at them then.
Right. And then by the way, the screaming for the strike zone, it's kind of a new thing. Twitter is just going ape. The strike, the balls and strike calls by the umpires. I mean, Hugh, I don't understand it. I've never, you know, I umpired, you know, Little League. Well, I umpired, you know, ninth grade baseball one time for a summer. I know I'm not the world's greatest umpire, but I know what a strike zone is. And these people who are screaming are right. They're calling strikes that are over. I mean, they're not even close.
Yeah, but that's what parents do, John. I mean, you got to think.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, at least have it, you know, I mean,
no, but I know at least be fair. Zone. Yeah, at least be fair.
I mean,
fair.
When the catcher has to lean out and grab with a web of his glove, I mean, the ball's literally, you know, halfway through the batter's box. Oh, that's a strike. In what world is that a strike?
In Little League World Series. Little where control for a lot of these kids is not at a premium. So you have to you have to you know, be a little, you got to be a little more generous in your strike zone when it comes to the parents.
A little bit more generous.
A little more generous.
But yeah, Twitter is just going crazy. It's actually almost hilarious to read. It's funny, not funny, slash not funny on Twitter if you were to.
But you got to think though, man. Some of these parents.
Some of the calls are just so ridiculously bad.
Yeah, man, and the parents are super invested in this thing, man. You best believe there's a lot of pressure that's on the referees, on everybody in a situation like this. There's a lot of money invested in these little league players, man. No question about that. And especially playing at this level, No question about it. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, a lot to get into. And again, of course, the big news overnight is that Urban Meyer gets suspended for three games. The first three games of the Buckeyes season would have potentially, you know, based on how good Ohio State should be this year, a game against Oregon State at home, which ought to be a win, a game against Rutgers at home, which ought to be a win, and then the more difficult game they have to go on the road to face TCU, which could actually be an interesting game now. And, of course, if they lose it, they'll say, well, you know, they got beat because Urban Meyer wasn't there. And as long as Buckeye Nation just understands, because I want to be kind of really transparent with you this morning if you're an Ohio State fan. You know, you got what you wanted. Ohio State fans were celebrating. Hey, yeah, we win again. You know, I mean, you were celebrating, admit it. But you got to keep your coach, and you know you're going to go to whatever card you need to play to defend him and say it wasn't fair and it was a win shot and whatnot. I'm okay, whatever. I'm just letting you know that as of this time and as of now, you have to hope for two things. One, that there isn't anything else out there, all right, that Brett McMurphy doesn't just sitting on something. And B, you have to understand that the rest of the nation is never going to like your guy, ever.
Yeah, but that's anybody that's a fan of any team, John. They're gonna move the meter when it comes to their coach. And it's unfortunate that it is like that. Nobody's going to be that upset if you're an Ohio State fan about what they've done because of the situation that they're in. But to your point, yeah, a lot of people are going to be upset with them. But I still contend that if they win, they will go all the way, that some of those people that were upset with them, they'll be back. That's how the winning is the best salve for all wounds. And that's not me trying to be callous. That's just me, you know, living in this world and seeing how it actually works.
Remember, it's a happy, happy day.
Yes, it is, John. There's a reason why we're playing this song this morning.
We got you, Hugh.
Don't you ever look at me like that when I play this song again.
Happy birthday, Hugh.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Don't ever look at me like that.
I knew.
When I heard the song, I was like, okay, Darren, you play too much.
And you tried to look at me to the side of your eye. Don't ever look at me like that again, Hugh Douglas.
Your dating age just went up.
It did. It went up 1 year. So it's now 33. So
what? Congratulations to all the women out there.
All the 33
year olds. Everybody turns a year older.
I'm available.
47?
47. I am 47 today.
3 years for the big 5-0.
Yes. Three of them.
Three of them.
I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, damn. Hey, but I'm kind of happy, though.
It doesn't hurt.
No, I'm kind of happy because you know what? Pretty soon I can pull my retirement from the NFL, and I'm going to be living high on the hog.
All right. Ready to celebrate this morning, too. They got a big old lead suddenly in the NL East. We'll do that next. It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh on a Thursday. Boy, the countdown is on. I know we have some small college football coming up tonight. We have high school football tomorrow, and, well, there's some tonight, too. And, you know, major college football, D1, couple of games on Saturday. I mean, we are in the throes of football season. No reason to have a countdown anymore. We're in the middle of it. And, of course, all leading to the Falcons on Saturday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Our coverage begins at 5 on Saturday with a pregame show, Mike Conney and Harper LaBelle, and then 7 o'clock kick in Jacksonville with Wes, Dave, and John Michaels. Before we get into the Braves, I just wanted to, because we were having fun with you there at the end, I just want to let you know that when 50 does not hurt you, okay?
Oh, no, I'm not worried about 50. Yeah. I plan on being 50 and fine. Yeah, it's just that.
It's old. I mean, you'll be 50 and old. I mean, it's old.
No, I'm not worried about that because I'm going to still be fine. But it's funny, John, because now I'm starting to get like senior citizen discount stuff in
AARP.
I'm starting to get that stuff in the mail now. I'm like, hold up, Jack. Who you talking about? Who you calling a senior citizen?
Hey, Mac, come in, knocking on your door.
Yeah, man. But it's cool. You know, it's cool. It's my son texted me last night. He said, "Hey, Dad, you want to go to dinner today?" And I was like, you know, I know you have. You know, he's just getting back in school and everything. And I said, "Oh, you paying for dinner?" And he's and then I got that dot dot dot. I mean, good so one. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. It's cool. I know you got a lot to do, so yeah. But it's just funny. I still, you know, even though it's my birthday, I'm still paying for dinner. So it's we're still doing that. But it's cool. It's cool.
I don't know what you want for your birthday. I know what I want today. It's not my birthday, obviously. I just want another Braves win if we can get it, because the Atlanta Braves have been doing a number here. Again, isn't this interesting, Hugh? The other day, I want to take you back to the end of the Colorado series that when we were sitting here going, oh, my God, what a disaster that was. And it was a disaster of a series. Okay?
It was tough. It was tough.
And we said on the morning show the day after it ended, as they headed out to Pittsburgh, and we said, look, you know, one of the things that's true about this team this year is just when you say, oi, it's over, that's when they bounce back. And look what they did in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And last night, you know, I said it on the show yesterday. I said in order for this to be a success, to have some good pitching, Julio Teheran has to give you 7 innings.
Guess what he did?
And he gave you 7 innings last night. And he took a lot of pressure off of that bullpen. I think that when you look at this series, John, that's the biggest thing that you can take from this, is that they took a lot of pressure off of your bullpen. Because that was a big to-do looking at going into this series. And in the last series, the bullpen was putting you in a bad spot. Your starting pitching wasn't going long for you. They did the exact opposite. On the road this time.
If you're a Braves fan, you wake up this morning not crying about a sweep by the Colorado Rockies, but looking at the standings and realizing that with 36 games to go, the Braves are 3 games up in first place. They have the largest lead of any team in the National League. How about that?
Gotta keep it going.
Yeah. And it began at the top of the first. You knew what? If you missed the leadoff batter, guess what you missed last night? Oh, yeah, you missed it again.
Swing and a drive, deep left field, at the track, at the wall, another leadoff homer for Acuna. Number 20 for Ronald Acuna.
It's unbelievable. This guy is unbelievable. Chip Carey at Fox Sports South. How about that? Another leadoff homer. How many is that, like 6 this year, I think, or something like that?
Yeah, he's been on fire, man. He's been clutch. And I know, was it during the Colorado series, AT? Where his streak was broken, and then he got back on the winning ways. I think it was, but man, I tell you, last night and throughout this series against the Pirates, the one thing that has stuck out to me was great defensive plays from the field. Great defensive plays from the field, man, and you know, timely hitting. Like, you've gotten some timely hitting, and you've had some great defense behind some really good solid pitching the last 3 games.
Julio goes 7, gets the win. Seven strong, by the way. He allowed 1 run. It was tied going into the top of the 8th. The Braves managed to scratch out a run with a sac fly from Freddie Freeman to take a 2-1 lead. And then Brad Brock and Johnny Venters closed yesterday. And Johnny Venters closed the game out and did so in style. And the Braves win 2-1 and sweep the Pirates. Julio Teheran after the game talking about his strong outing.
I'm feeling better lately. And last 3 starts, I feel like it's been really good. Today was different. I think that today was the best command that I've been having in a while.
Yeah, he set down the first 13 or 14 in a row. I forget the exact number to start the game. He had pinpoint accuracy. This is why some of us didn't want. I know that there were a lot of people screaming to trade him. I was unhappy with him too, but I kept saying you can't trade him, because if he does this, if he goes back to being, this is the Julio of 3 years ago.
Yeah, but I don't think you call him an ace now. But I will say this. Part of the reason why I think he had so much success, John, is when you look at what the other pitchers were doing, then that you kind of have to step up to the plate and you have to make some hay. Because that you don't want to be the guy. I feel like you don't want to be the guy that's going to let the team down, especially when we've been trying to give him this ace moniker for a couple years now. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to go out there. You don't want to be the guy that comes up short when your team needs you the most.
And then, of course, you know, as you mentioned, and Hugh is absolutely right, the whole staff was brilliant in this series, and even Brian Snicker said so.
No, they did a really good, great job, all of them. You know, we got some really good starts, and the bullpen was nailed.
Now, granted, the Pittsburgh Pirates are scuffling, but they, you know what? You go into their place, and you don't want to be the team that they suddenly break out of that funk from. You leave them in that funk, and that's Bryce Wilson, the 20-year-old, Kevin Gausman, and Julio Teheran. Here are the numbers, Hugh. Those three starters combined for in three wins in three games, Wilson, Gausman, and Teheran, 20 innings, 9 hits, 1 run, 15 strikeouts.
That's very, very impressive. Especially from a pitching staff where a couple weeks ago, John, we were talking about where you're going to get this quality pitching from and why aren't these guys going deep in innings. They gave you everything that you needed in this series that they hadn't given you in a long time. I think we were talking about it. The Braves don't have too many games where they've went deep into innings. And I think that the one that Julio Teheran gave you last night was probably like the third or fourth time that they've done that this season. So that's what you need this time of year. You need to have your pitching staff, your starting pitching staff, be very, very impressive for you right now.
Well, you're in a stretch where you're playing 22 games in 20 days. Your next day off is until Monday, and Chip Carey mentioned it last night. You have 36 games. Now, if you start looking forward, you have 36 games to go. The Braves only have 3 off days. And you better pray that there isn't rain because you got to go. You got to do one of those stupid Cub makeup games. Remember when they went the really cold?
It was really
game?
Cold. Yeah,
they
got to
do
Chicago.
They got to do another one of those.
But okay? It's not going to be as cold as it was.
And they're not going to be as cold as it was. But they got to do another
one. They got to do another one of those games.
You know where they make up a one game against the Cubs.
I don't know how you feel about it, John. But only having 3 days off, I kind of like that. That means you can like you maintain your focus.
Mm-hmm.
Like you maintain your focus a little bit. The one thing that I used to hate when I played was like. When you're especially when you're in the playoffs, the bye, kind of hated that a little bit, because as you know with the bye week coming up, you know you're not really playing anybody, so you don't work as hard, so you feel like you kind of lose that edge a little bit. By them only having 3 games off, I kind of like the fact that they're hitting a groove right now,
mm-hmm.
So you kind of want to keep that groove going, especially with that pitching staff.
Yeah, I see that.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
especially with that pitching staff, you want to keep that going. You want to keep that going, and they've been playing some really good defense.
And thanks and a shout out this morning, if we can, from the city of Atlanta to the Washington Nationals, who beat Philadelphia again last night. And this is why I said the other day you needed him, because you know Washington didn't gain any ground on Atlanta. They're 7.5 back, and the Phillies suddenly are 3 back and scuffling, and the Braves now get to go to Miami and play 4 games against the Marlins. Now, Jose Urena is not going to pitch.
No, he's not out there. But he's still appealing. He's still
He dropped his appeal.
He
dropped it. You know, they waited. But Don Mattingly said, I'm not going to pitch him against the Braves, even if he is. You know, okay, whatever, Dondo. You know, weenie. But the Braves are not going to. The Braves are not going to remember this because the Braves right now. The what you do to pay the Marlins back because
you sweep them.
Yeah, you get out there and beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, you got to maintain that focus now. That's why again I stress that I am not upset about the time that they're going to have off because I think that they're hitting a groove at the right time. This is when you want to start grooving with everybody. Like I said, defense, pitching staff. You're starting to hit your stride to me at the best time that you could possibly hit it. 37 games left in the season. Go for it.
I mean, let's see what Sean Newcomb's got tonight. I mean, because you as you said, and you're absolutely correct, you saw the start that Tuki Susak gave you, right? You know, and then you saw Bryce Wilson, another, you know, a guy making his major league debut. You've seen Kevin Gausman win 3 in a row. You see Julio take his game back up. All right, Sean Newcomb, show me something.
Your turn.
You know, Mike Foltynewicz, the last time out, pitched brilliantly against Colorado, and then his bullpen let him down. But aside from that, he was brilliant in that game. So now, Sean Newcomb, it's time for you to get back on that game. If Nuke can go back to what he was at the beginning of the year, man, a mercy. I mean, the Braves are 3 up, and you're starting to think, this is the first time this season. This is the change this morning for me as a Braves fan. This is the first time this year that I'm starting to think, Hugh, let's kind of run away from everybody else.
That's what you're putting yourself in position to do. And with everybody playing the way that they're playing right now, you can't help but to think that, John. You really can't, and they just need to keep this momentum going. You have all the momentum right now.
Right.
You need to keep it going.
I know, unbelievable how they just flipped the page. This is the story of this team. You know, Ronald Acuna's emergence, or the young 20-year-old pitchers, or you know, pick a storyline. The clutch at the beginning of the year, the walk-offs, so this, the that. Every storyline you can imagine on this team. Really, the overarching storyline of this team is mad as you want to be at Brian Snicker for some of the decisions he's made this year. He is undoubtedly the National League Manager of the Year. Not even close to this point in the season. Not even close. Because he's managed to patchwork this thing together to a point where his team so much believes in itself that every time that somebody kicks dirt in their face and everybody thinks they're about to be buried 6 feet under, they dig themselves out of a hole and they stand up on top of the rock with a sword in their hand. You know what I'm saying?
That was a great analogy. I was going to bust your bubble a little bit, but I'm going to let you have that. Because Gabe Kapler, Gabe Kapler's kind of the same situation as far as the manager of the year concerned. But no, the analogy that you gave, John Freaky, I'm going to pull all that back. And I'm going to let you have that, because that was beautiful. You keep kicking dirt on me, and I'm going to hold my sword up, and it's going to be awesome. I'm going to let you have that. I'm not going to bring any reason to this conversation. You got that one, brother. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
You know how it is. We get into our feelings right here in Atlanta. If you're just new to town, you know, everybody calls us chokers. Everybody calls us losers. But you are chokers. You are losers. Damn no torpedoes, man. We are just going to put our head down and go forward.
Keep it moving.
Man, and keep it moving. We want Peachtree City to win the Little League World Series. We want the Atlanta Dream to win the WNBA. We want the Braves to win Major League Baseball, Atlanta United to win the MLS Cup, and by God, we want the Falcons to win the Super Bowl.
Especially with the Super Bowl here in Atlanta.
And we didn't forget about your Hawks. We're still there. We get you. We see you. We understand.
Can't wait to get a haircut at the Swagger Shop, though, at Killer Mike Swag Shop, though, and get some beard balm just to hang out. Can't wait to see what Philip Arena looks like. Really can't wait. That's going to be exciting. I know we're getting off track, though, but I am kind of excited about that.
All right, stand by. Some of the stuff we missed. I told you it's a busy Thursday. We'll get to the Wendy Zone next.
Yes. 92.9 The Game and Ackerman Security are going to hook the lucky winner up with the Philadelphia Flyway with the Hugh Douglas to kick off the football season from September 5th through the 7th. The Philly trip includes round-trip air travel for the winner and guests courtesy of Southwest Airlines, two-night hotel stay, and a $1,000 Visa gift card. Go to contest page 929thegame.com to register today. The Philly Flyway is brought to you by Ackerman Security.
And you may win, and it'll feel like your birthday, sort of like Hugh. All right, Wendy's next on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up! It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Well, just a heads up, today is the day. It is hashtag pasta pass day. So if you want.
Oh, that's right.
Today's the day, 2 p.m. Eastern.
You know, I want to, but I can't.
You don't want to get the $100 pasta for all a month?
No, it's 3 months.
It's 8 weeks, yeah.
All right, you have to explain the story. I can't do it, though, because I checked last night, and then the answer was kind of like no.
Oh, you're not allowed to get the pasta pass?
Well, because, you know, I mean, I can.
Hold up. You checked last night and you were told. Wait a minute. How does that work, John?
Well, it works.
Baby. Can I get you all you can eat pasta? No. Okay. I didn't want it for real anyway.
Time out. Let's explain the story first, and then we'll explain how I checked.
So Olive Garden is bringing it back 3 years in a row. It's called the Never Ending Pasta Pass. So for $100, you get a card, and it allows you to go to Olive Garden and eat unlimited pasta from their unlimited pasta menu. So it includes pasta, soup, salad, breadsticks. So for 8 weeks for $100, that's a great deal.
Can you go like 3 meals a day kind of thing?
I don't know. That's a great question. I'm assuming maybe just one meal a day.
Uh-huh.
But still, I don't know why you would go.
I don't need to buy. You go one.
That would be under the fine print.
Yeah, but they only have 23,000 of those cards, and then this year they have an unlimited, never-ending pasta one card for a year, and there's only 1,000 of those, and those are $300, which I really want.
I can't. Wendy, it just gets so hype about eating, man. I mean,
because food tastes so good. Yeah. It tastes so good. Food is so good.
But imagine that for all the pasta you could eat for every day for a year,
and
I mean,
it'd
be like 75 cents a dish, you know, if you went in every day.
I know. Oh, wouldn't that be glamorous? But, John, you asked and you were told no, that you can't get the.
Well, no, I wasn't. All right, let me. I checked to see if that would fly. And
who you checked with?
You allowed the front office.
Would you allow to spend no money? John, you know you only get a stipend of like $50 a month, and 25 of that goes to
gas. No, wait, hang on. That was the previous front office, okay, that I fired, all right? No, the current front office, Just kind of looked at me like, do you think you really need that?
And no, I kind of went, you know what's funny? I remember those conversations. I do remember those conversations when I was mayor. It wasn't so much necessarily that I was told no. It's just that you have to sit down and you have to explain to them why this is so important. I used to hate that.
Yes.
So why do you, again, Hugh, why do you need this? Because, it's, you know, and then you have to explain it. Then when you listen to it, it sounds stupid.
It's a great investment. No, what you go in is that it's a great investment. I mean, you can still eat healthy because you can get the super salad or just a salad. You don't necessarily have to get the pasta every single time.
Say super salad again.
Super salad.
Oh, I'm so hyped.
See, I'm traveling.
I wish it was payday.
See, I'm thinking that the real estate maven thought about it like this. I'm assuming, John, that for the most part, you guys don't eat out a whole lot.
Once a week.
Okay, that's not a whole lot.
Then this is great.
But that's not a whole lot, not for them.
Yeah, but if you're only going to Olive Garden, it makes sense for them to pass
around. You can pass the pass around. Like,
so basically, she's looking at it so you can give it to her sometimes so she can use it.
I can borrow it for a weekend or an entire week.
Hey, John, what's up with that pass?
You could get some leftovers. I can put it in the freezer. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things you can do with the pasta.
See, for me, that would be beneficial.
John didn't know you picked up a dependent today.
Yeah, basically.
Take that begging coat off.
I tell you, because, like, for me to have that, I need that. Because I tweeted out a picture of my refrigerator yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
My cupboard is bare.
Yeah.
And for me, this Olive Garden thing probably would make some sense. To get a couple pasta bowls or something, just leave them in the refrigerator so it don't look so empty. Maybe that might
Can you see that? Hugh rolls into he gets the salad, he gets the breadsticks, and then he orders plain pasta. Yeah, nothing on it. No.
I want to buy. Just give me the pasta.
I have the pasta and sauce separate?
There's no judgment on the pasta that you get. You just get what you like. But
yeah.
But if you're going to go all in and get the pasta today, they will sell out quickly. It's 2 p.m. Eastern time today.
That's when they go on sale.
That's when the sale happens online.
2 p.m. Eastern. You know what they're going to do? See, let me tell you how this is going to work. Okay, down at the Villages in Florida, they're going to have like a lunch. You know, everybody's going to have their phones out, you know, and they're going to be, I mean, you know how that works. Never mind if you don't get that.
John, no, John, that one went over our heads.
Yeah, no.
That one went over everybody's head, John.
Yeah. Anybody, Bueller?
The Villages is 125,000 people over the age of 65. All right, never mind. Move on.
Yeah. You had to explain that one to me off the air because I missed that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they're gonna own the never mind.
I know we have a resident Oakland Raiders fan in the building, in Daryl. Well, it's hard to say what the fan base is going to be like when the team moves to Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
In 2020. Raiders fan base. But there was already a preseason fight between Raiders fans and Rams fans at the LA Coliseum, by the way, last week during preseason game number 2. So this should probably tell you something. Vegas apparently expecting fans to continue to being rowdy, especially Raiders fans. According to Las Vegas locally, the Raiders' brand new stadium will feature retractable doors, a glass domed roof, a grass field, and, quote, a small jail and courtroom for unruly fans.
Hey.
So the stadium is going to have its own.
Oh, they're
going to
go full Philadelphia.
I knew you were going to. Why did I know you were going to do that?
Philadelphia was the only one.
Dad jokes.
Well, no, Philadelphia was the only one that had a jail in its.
Yeah, he's right.
You know, most stadiums have jails in it.
But they have their own courtroom in this one. So it's just the start. The stadium will have its own, quote, area command with dedicated officers like the Vegas Strip. And the cops are planning to make an example out of rowdy fans from the start. Fans who are caught fighting may have their personal seat licenses and season tickets revoked, which would be a big deal to any fan who's insane enough about football to start brawling with other fans.
Las Vegas has every right to be.
I tell you what. I know we were talking about it a few years ago about how this might be a bad idea. Dude, I cannot wait to go to a football game in Vegas. Even if the Falcons aren't playing the Raiders, just to be in Vegas on football Sunday.
That would be amazing.
Like the night before?
Yes.
You probably won't even make it to the game.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, you definitely have to be careful.
You have to hydrate. In Vegas.
What's going
to
be hydration situation? What's going to be like when they put the Super Bowl there?
I'm going to be berserk.
Bananas.
I get mind blown. I can't even imagine.
I would just go for the parties. You don't even need to go for the game.
Yeah, the debauchery that would be like a part of the whole Vegas Strip.
Pool
would be
parties, just, everything. Every
what's that? The club they call Rehab? Is it called Rehab? In the place in Vegas. It's a club called. Is it called Rehab?
Yeah.
Always packed. It would be bananas, and it's gonna be somewhat warm there in October, November. It's still going to be warm. Yes. Oh, man, it's going to be.
Y'all worried about Raiders fans. I'm worried about our other fans. Raiders fans will be fine. Don't worry about Raiders fans. We good.
Yeah, they don't know.
Apparently,
that
the Eagles are the only other team that has
I have some personal experience.
They don't have the.
I know you do. The Chargers.
Hey, I'm not. I'm not going to. I'm not going to say the Chargers aren't innocent or anything.
Chargers and Lambs, man.
The Lambs.
You heard that?
Yeah, that's right. That's a real Raider fan talking.
Daryl, you going to go to any of the games in Vegas?
I sure am. I'm planning on moving soon. I want to be there. I want to be there.
To Vegas.
Yeah, no, I want to go back to L.A., really.
Well, you're leaving us?
I want to go back home soon.
Well,
it's in the future plans. Within the next 2 years, I'll be back home.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Don't get sad. We all got to grow.
And it's not like tomorrow, John.
No, okay. Within the next 2 years.
Present. I mean,
let the child get to 11 at least.
It's been 6 years with Daryl. Me and
yeah.
Six years.
Yeah, we all got to grow.
You get sad. And
so you're the reason, John.
We all got to grow.
Well, I'm the reason for everything. So, I mean, outside of what happened at Ohio State, you can pretty much blame me for about everything. So, I mean.
Pasta pass. Everyone's happy again. Wow, did that take a sour turn? Thanks, Eeyore, over there.
Eeyore, freaking.
I know, he just brings a little cloud. Daryl, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah,
you're going
we
to
are.
Be here for the no, next
no,
2 years.
No, but I mean, we all got to set goals in life, man.
We do.
Just give me 2 years.
That's what Washington said every day, set a goal for yourself.
Set a goal for yourself.
Sunshine,
2 more years, Atlanta.
And the goal life today is to get a pie. Are you good? Are you going? Tell me you're going to do this.
What?
Do the pasta pass.
Well, it's not payday. I'm not doing the pasta pass. But I'm very excited for people who are doing the pasta pass today. Because it's very exciting. And if you get one, please tweet me because I would love to see your excitement.
Well, we're all excited about what's going on with the Atlanta Braves. Will we be excited about what's going on with the Atlanta Falcons? Let's certainly hope so. What they have said now, ahead of the Jacksonville game, we have the sound from Julio Jones about not playing. And it's next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.